Thank you. Thank you. I've got a dodgy microphone cable here. Right, I will keep it very still. A whole show dedicated to Rishad Pinas. I had the pleasure of meeting the man last weekend when he played here in Newcastle. Absolutely superb. Anyway, we started off with his track In the Wake of King Fripp from the Ale Teya album from 1974. Then went straight into a variation. Number one, Sur la Thème de Bene Gesserit. From the Cranaloos album, dodging the lead here. After that, we went back to the same album, a track called Afanasis, zoomed straight across another deck, again, a variation number two from Cranaloos, followed by Omar Diop Blondin from Alaitie album. And then straight back over to Variations number 3 from the Cranaloos album. And now we're going to go back over to Alaitie album.
Thank you.
Hello. Hopefully it's working, this microphone. Right, a bit of confusion before. The track we've just played is Variations 4 from the Cornelius album, and the track prior to that was called Fluence, in two parts, Continuum Mobile and second part, Disjunction Inclusive. Right, a little bit of information on Monsieur Richard Pinas, composer, guitarist, and electronics innovator. Richard Pinas is recognized as one of France's major experimental musicians, a pivotal figure in the international development of electronic rock music. Pinas' stature in France is analogous to Tangerine Dreams in Germany, the father figure of an entire musical movement. The pioneering and aggressive music produced by his band Helden during the 1970s, fusing electronica, guitar and rock, heralded the industrial and techno to come and remains today vital and unsurpassed. The father of electronic music in France is also recognised as a world-class guitarist whose diabolical guitar work is a comparisons easily with Robert Fripp. Now, Pinas received a degree in guitar in 1917 and at the age of 17, and a PhD in philosophy from the Sorbonne, studying under philosopher Gilles Deleuze and writing on time and science fiction. He taught philosophy before abandoning an academic career for Helden, his third band, whose name derived from Norman Spinrad's writing. Over the course of his subsequent musical career, Pinas's ongoing philosophical studies and interest in science fiction, a fired interest and continuity renewed his continually renewed his music. I've got a really bad printed out copy here that I'm reading. Helden released 7 groundbreaking, critically acclaimed albums between 1974 and 78, of which you've been hearing tracks from the second album. Simultaneous with Helden's work, Pinas released 5 solo albums between 1976 and 1982. All of the Helden and Pinas recordings from this period have been reissued. Anyway, we will now continue.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something quickly about the Norman Spinrad influence on Richard Pinas. He wrote a book called The Iron Dream, and it's a metafictional 1972 alternate history novel by Norman Spinrad. And the book is a nested narrative that tells a story within a story. Anyway, on the surface, the novel presents an unexceptional pulp post-apocalyptic science fiction action tale entitled Lord of the Swastika. However, this is a pro-fascist narrative written by an alternative history, Adolf Hitler, who in this timeline emigrated from Germany to the United States in 1919 after the Great War, because the Second World War didn't exist in this second dimension, and used his modest artistic skills to become a pulp science fiction illustrator and later a successful science fiction writer, telling lurid purple prose adventure stories about like forming a Hell's Angels gang under a thin science fiction veneer. Yeah, and the nested narrative is followed by a faux scholarly analysis by a fictional literary critic called Homer Wimple of New York University, which is said to have been written in 1959. Okay, if you've got like if you can conjure up a visual narrative in your mind's eye, just think of Starship Troopers, Slaughterhouse-5, The Producers, and Iron Sky. Throw all that into a bag, and you're not even close to how good Iron Sky is by Norman Spinrad. Anyway, we're going to play you some more Richard Pinas.
Thank you.
Hello. This is probably the last time we're going to say anything with regards to Richard Pinas for this show. We're just quickly saying our goodbyes. It's a guten Nacht from me, and Mick says cheerio. So yeah, we'll see you next week.